From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today, a surprise announcement. Three-term Texas Republican Senator Phil Gramm said he will not seek re-election.
After a long and difficult period, in fact, the hardest decision I've made in public life, I have decided to announce today that I will not seek re-election to the United States Senate. At the end of this term, I will end my period of public service.
Phil Gramm is the third Republican senator to say he will not run again in 2002. At the beginning of his career, he was a Democrat. Then he switched parties. Lately, he's been denying plans to quit the Senate, saying, "I enjoy beating Democrats, even if I have to do it one at a time." Today, Gramm expressed confidence his work in the Senate will be continued by a Republican who shares his views. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Phil Gramm once said that if you're in a car going down the road in the wrong direction, it doesn't help to speed up. The only solution, he added, is to admit you're lost, ask for directions, and get on the right road. Today, Gramm explained the road he's taking by not seeking re-election is a result of having done what he set out to do in Congress.
The budget is balanced. First working with President Reagan and now with President Bush, we've cut taxes twice. Never in American history has so much power been passed back from the federal government to the states, to the counties, to the cities, and to the people than in the last 25 years.
Although Gramm has raised $3 million for a re-election bid, there's been speculation he would not seek another term ever since he lost his chairmanship of the Banking Committee when Democrats took control of the Senate in June. But Gramm insisted that had nothing to do with his decision.
The plain truth is, I spent almost my whole career as a private in the Army here. The influence that I had was influence from ideas, and it made no difference whatsoever. We've got a president that I have total confidence in. The country's in good hands, and it gives me the luxury of doing what I'm doing.
Gramm is considered one of the most conservative and partisan Republicans in the Senate. He began his political career 23 years ago as a Democratic congressman. After fellow Democrats discovered Gramm was secretly passing information from the House Budget Committee to the Reagan White House, they expelled him from that committee in 1982. Gramm responded with a bold move.
After a long and prayerful deliberation, I have concluded that the only honorable course of action is to resign my seat in Congress and to seek re-election as a Republican.
Gramm's unusual decision to resign his seat and switch parties was rewarded by his constituents, who 10 weeks later re-elected him. In 1984, he went on to win the Senate seat held by retiring Texas Republican John Tower. Gramm was the first official candidate in the 1996 presidential race, but despite doing formidable fundraising, his campaign never caught on. Gramm readily admits he's not a beloved colleague, even of his fellow Republicans. But today, the normally crusty senator choked up with tears when he thanked his wife and two sons for standing by him.
And I want to thank them for not complaining about all the important events of their life that I missed.
Gramm said he's confident Texans will elect another Republican with like-minded views to succeed him. Despite rumors he might take over the presidency of Texas A&M, he was vague about what he'll do next, saying he might want to run a business or be a goat herder. But Gramm, who announced the GOP tax cut plan even before the president did early this year, also stressed that his work in the Senate is not over.
I have always been happy with the tax cuts I've supported. I still believe that government is too big, too powerful, and too expensive, and too intrusive in the economy. I think that Bush is doing the right thing, and I think our answer to the Democrats is we need to cut taxes again.
And with that, Gramm headed back to the Senate floor to finish his work. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.